Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Peter.
And like always, we're playing for you stories written by kids. Peter, what's today's story?
Today, Lee, our story comes to us from a then kindergartner from Olney, Maryland. His name is Eli Chung, and his story is called Monster Broke.
Unbelievable. I'm excited for this story, but before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation, let's read the original one that Eli sent in to us.
Go for it.
Monster Broke. Once upon a time, in a little land where trucks were, one strange truck went in. It was a monster truck named Cuckoo Bad Tractor. It could crush cars and anything else in its way. The driver's name was Cuckoo Bad Tractor, too. The driver's resolution was to help his friends when their monster truck motor was broken. And that monster truck driver could call the tow truck right away for his friends. Because if their phone fell out of the car when they were driving, he would call the tow truck right away for them. And one day, that driver, Cuckoo Bad Tractor, his phone fell out and his monster truck stopped working. So his friends found his phone and gave it to him so he could call the tow truck himself. Then he dropped his phone and all of his friends dropped their phones and the wind blew them out of the window and onto the roof so all the phones got mixed up and no one knew whose was whose. That's because they all got mixed up. And then one of his friends had an idea. They should climb up on the roof with a ladder, but they had to call the fire department to do that. But the fire department ladder was too high. It reached all the way to the top of a skyscraper. One of the firefighters had an idea. They took off the too tall ladder and put on the nice little perfect ladder. And then there was trouble. The nice little perfect ladder was too tall too. One of the firefighters was wrong. The too tall ladder was actually perfect with the little ladder in the middle of it because the monster trucks were higher than the subway train tunnel. The ladder went across the roof, so one of the firefighters was wrong. They got the phones with the ladder going across. The firefighters thought they gave the drivers the wrong phones, but it was actually right, because when they turned them on, it was supposed to be the picture of them, and it was right. The end.
Lee, I love this story so much. It has two of my favorite things in the world, which is silliness and logistics.
There is a lot to like about this.
What is there not to like?
I can't think of a single thing.
Ugh, let's hear the adaptation.
Here it is by Eli Chung, Monster Broke.
Monster Truck fans, get ready this Sunday!
Sunday!
Sunday in the Little Land of Trucks!
Little Land of Trucks!
It's Monster Truck Madness!
Madness!
Madness! Featuring everyone's favorite strange monster truck, Cuckoo Bad Tractor!
Cuckoo Bad Tractor!
That's right! I'm here to crush cars and anything else in my way! I'm Cuckoo Bad Tractor!
Yeah! We love you, Cuckoo Bad Tractor!
I'm so excited to be here today, driving my monster truck, Cuckoo Bad Tractor!
Hey, is that your truck's name or is it your name?
Cuckoo Bad Tractor is my name!
Oh.
And my truck's name!
Yeah!
And today I'm going to attempt something that's never been done before here in the Little Land of Trucks!
Are you gonna crush a million cars?
Are you gonna shoot flames? Are you gonna transform your truck into a car-eating robo monster?
No! I'm making a resolution to help my friends when their monster truck motors are broken!
Huh?
How are you gonna do that?
Well, when their truck breaks down, I'll call a tow truck!
Why wouldn't they just call on their own phones?
Because their phones might fall out of the car when they were driving!
Oh!
Hey, Cuckoo Bad Tractor, it's me, one of your monster truck driving friends, here with my monster truck. I'm gonna crush way more cars than you. Oh, man, my engine just died.
You want me to call a tow truck?
I don't need your help, Cuckoo Bad Tractor. I've got my phone right here. Oh, shoot, I just dropped my phone.
I'll call a tow truck.
Hello, Monster Tow Truck Service.
Hi there, this is Cuckoo Bad Tractor. I need a tow truck down at the Little Land of Trucks to tow a broken down monster truck.
On our way.
Well, thanks, Cuckoo Bad Tractor.
No problem. It's all in a day's work for Cuckoo Bad Tractor.
We love you, Cuckoo Bad Tractor.
And now to crush some cars. Oh, no. Now my truck has stopped working.
I would offer to call a tow truck for you, but I dropped my phone.
No worries. I've still got my phone right... Darn it, I dropped my phone.
Don't worry, Cuckoo Bad Tractor. I'll just get out of my giant monster truck, climb down, grab the phone, climb up your giant monster truck, give it back to you, then climb down your truck and back into mine.
I would hate for you to go through all that trouble.
Oh, stop. It's the least I can do. Here I go, climbing down my truck. All right, I'm down. Now I've got your phone, and I'm going to climb up your huge truck. Man, these trucks really are monsters. And here's your phone.
Thanks.
Now to head back down. Ooh, oh gosh, sweating. Hey, I'm down at the bottom. Ooh, man, this really takes an effort. Wow. I'll climb back up into my truck. Wow. Oh, a little lightheaded. Here we go. And back into my truck. Now you can make that call.
Unless I drop it again, which... Oh, jeez, I dropped my phone.
Are you kidding me right now?
Looks like someone needs a hand!
Huh?
Look! It's all the rest of our monster truck driving friends in their monster trucks!
That's right! And no need to worry! I'll call that tow truck! I don't go anywhere without my phone!
Oh, nuts, I dropped my phone!
Fear not, bro! I got your back with my brand new iPhone! Oh, I dropped my phone. Oh, did somebody say phone? I dropped my phone.
Well, that's all of our phones.
Look, a big burst of wind is blowing our phones out the window and onto the roof.
They're getting all mixed up.
How are we going to get them down from the roof?
Well, wait, I have an idea. Let's call the fire department.
Yeah!
Does anyone have a phone?
Don't worry, we're already here.
Firefighters!
We got a call that some cell phones got blown onto the roof.
Wait, who called you?
I did.
Thanks, announcer.
Yeah, don't worry. We can get up to the roof with this ladder.
That's a big ladder.
All right, boys, raise the ladder.
Whoa, that ladder reaches all the way to the top of a skyscraper.
Yeah, I guess I was wrong. It's way too high. We can't get to the roof with that ladder.
Can't you just get off in the middle of the...
Quiet, I'm thinking. I've got it. We'll use the nice little perfect ladder.
Nice little perfect ladder?
All right, boys, take down that ladder and bring in the nice little perfect ladder.
That ladder is too tall, too!
Looks like I was wrong again. Yeah, that's trouble, my friend.
Why don't you just climb halfway up the ladder?
I got it! The too tall ladder is actually perfect with a nice little perfect ladder in the middle of it.
Why would that work?
Because the monster trucks are higher than this subway train tunnel!
What are you talking about?
I'm a firefighter!
Okay!
All right, boys. Bring back the ladder. Attach the nice little perfect ladder in the middle so that it goes across the roof. All right, perfect. All right, I'm going up. Now I'm going across. I'm reaching for the phone. I got the phone.
Yeah!
Heck. They dropped all your phones.
It's okay! We caught them!
Yeah!
I'm pretty sure y'all got the wrong phones.
No, I think we've got the right phones! See, my picture's in this one!
Ours too!
Whoa, guess I was wrong a third time.
Thank goodness we all have our phones back! Now we can start the show!
Yeah!
Oh gosh, we all just dropped our phones again.
Did someone call a tow truck?
Yeah! The end!
The end!
The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author himself, Eli.
Hey, Eli.
Hi.
Hey, it's Lee from Story Pirates. How you doing?
Good.
So, you wrote a story for the Story Pirates, right?
Yeah.
And how long ago was that?
3 years ago.
A few years ago, right? So, what grade are you in now?
Second.
So you wrote the story Monster Broke when you were in kindergarten?
No, in preschool.
In preschool? You wrote a story when you were in preschool?
Yeah, Shark the Silla is a preschool, not a kindergarten, not a elementary school.
Okay, okay. So how did you get the idea for your story?
Well, my brother has a lot of monster truck toys, and there was a monster truck book in preschool that me and my friends used to read a lot, and there was one monster truck that me and my friends liked to call Cuckoo Bad Tractor, and that's how I got the name of the character in the monster truck.
So you guys made up the name Cuckoo Bad Tractor?
Yeah, I made it up.
It's like the coolest name I've ever heard in my whole life. So Cuckoo Bad Tractor is the name of the driver and the truck, right?
Right.
And can you describe what the monster truck Cuckoo Bad Tractor looks like? Did you have an idea of what it looked like in your head?
I haven't decided on any illustrations or pictures for it yet.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the monster truck book that inspired you?
Some book about trucks that had about two chapters about monster trucks.
And do you still like monster trucks?
Kinda.
Just kinda?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a monster truck show?
No.
Do you want to go sometime?
Maybe.
I went to one a long time ago, and I have to say it was pretty weird and cool.
Okay.
Do you know that thing that they do at monster truck rallies or in the ads for monster truck rallies where they say like, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday?
Yeah.
I think that's like a thing that they used to do when I was a kid. The ads would come on TV for the monster truck shows and they would go, Sunday, 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 to try to get you excited to come out on Sunday.
Usually on Sunday?
I think they're usually on Sunday, yeah. Do you think, could you do like a Sunday, Sunday, Sunday for me in that voice?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on. Please?
Okay, no, I don't think I can say that exact voice.
Okay, well, just do your best.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
That was amazing. Are you kidding me? That sounds like you do that every day. That was that good. So, Eli, there's another part of your story that I think is really funny where they're always dropping their phones.
Yeah.
Do you remember how you got the idea for that?
Because I've seen when people are driving, sometimes I see that they drop their phones when they're driving on highways sometimes.
Because they're looking at their phones?
No, they sometimes have their phones charged and hanging on the window ledge.
Got it.
They fall off.
Because they have to brake or something and then the phone slides off onto the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Falls. And the driver can't pick it up because the seat is sometimes too high.
Yes.
And sometimes there's some hidden areas that don't always get seen.
So when you're driving, like with your mom, say, do you ever have to pick her phone off the floor of the car when it falls down because she has to keep her eyes on the road?
I don't know. It's never happened. It's never happened to us that way.
Okay, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. So, Eli, do you write a lot of stories?
I only wrote a couple of them.
Okay.
Two of them in kindergarten.
Okay. Have you ever thought about writing another one?
Yeah, and I'm writing, and I'm also writing a chapter book.
Oh.
That's 5 pages.
You're doing that right now?
Yeah.
What's that about?
I don't know. It's a Minecraft book. I'm on chapter. I'm almost done writing page. I'm still finishing page 2.
Okay, and it's inspired by Minecraft?
Yeah.
How would you describe Minecraft?
It's inspired by the unofficial Gamers Adventure series.
Oh, I'd never heard of that.
It's basically a series with a couple main characters. Most of them are like saving each other, combat, saving villages, doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
That sounds awesome. Are there any monster trucks in Minecraft?
No, but you could add a mod. You could add a mod to Minecraft that puts monster trucks in the game.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Why don't you put Cuckoo Bad Tractor in there?
Well, if you know the code, you can actually add a monster truck to Minecraft.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like a dream come true.
Oh, also, can I tell you something about Minecraft?
Yeah.
You can build things out of diamond, and diamond is actually the best material in the game.
Diamond is?
Yeah, it's really rare. But it's a very rare find. It's super valuable. And if you have enchanted diamond armor and diamond sword, that's the best gear in the game you can get.
Oh, cool. I'm gonna keep that in mind. Hey, how would you describe Minecraft to like an adult who had no idea what it was?
To an adult that had no idea what it was?
Yeah.
Well, everything in the game is made of cubes.
Cubes?
Yeah, everything in the game is made of cubes and squares. There's certain textures.
Okay. There's different characters?
The only characters I know personally are Steve and Alex.
Okay.
So there are many more characters you can do. I just happen to only know Steve and Alex.
Okay, all right.
And there's also, you can play it on a PC, a Mac.
Oh, you can play it on anything.
Yeah. Well, there's also animals. Like,
are they made out of cubes?
If you have the horse update.
Oh my gosh. Eli, thank you for telling me so much about Minecraft. Eli, do you have any advice for any kids out there that want to write their own story? Like, how would they, if they don't know how to start, what would you say?
Start by writing a short and simple book. Try to think of more than just one idea and try to make it a short book.
Good advice. Eli, thank you so much for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome.
And thanks for talking to me today.
Bye.
Bye, Eli.
Thanks so much for listening to today's podcast. And if you want to see the Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City. We perform on select Saturdays throughout the year in Midtown Manhattan, and we feature new stories each week with kid authors there to take a bow after the show. Find our full schedule at our website, storypirates.com. Also coming up later this spring, you can see the Story Pirates in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Lake Placid, New York, and Concord, New Hampshire, just to name a few. Again, check out our website, storypirates.com, and click performances at the top for details, times, and tickets. While you're there, you can also buy t-shirts for the Story Pirates fan in your life. And of course, please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and we will see you next time.
Hey grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey Peter.
Hey Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi. Aren't you gonna eat it now?
Oh no, I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, If's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. If is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th.